Everybody, welcome back to Sith and Bricks. Today we're going to be building set number 75270, Obi-Wan's Hut. So this set is a 7 plus set and has exactly 200 pieces. Very, very interesting.
Yes, it is. 200 on the nose.
I think that it's kind of done on purpose, to be honest. It's probably like one piece and they're like, you know what, 201 is just, nah. Let's make it 200. They probably got rid of that one piece.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to get exactly to 200, but it is interesting that it is right on the nose of 200.
Yep, this is a $30 set, by the way. Retail is a $30 set. Depending on where you get it, that might change.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember where we got this one. Was this one of the ones that we got out in the wild when we were... like out of town and it was on a shelf, or did we order this one? I don't remember.
We got this one with the Resistance Y-Wing at Walmart.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we did get this one for its retail price of $30, so...
Awesome.
This set is not retired.
Very cool. Yeah, so some quick program notes for those of you out there in podcast land. Thank you. We see the downloads and the stats, so we really appreciate that. Please keep hitting the like button and the 5 stars. And we will not be having a show Thursday night. We will be out of town this Thursday, so we will not be doing it Thursday, but we'll see you again on Tuesday. And I think at last count, we were at... they were at 107.
Yeah, 107.
Yeah, I think yesterday we were, or this...
like 107, 108.
Yeah, earlier today we were like 107 or 108, something like that. And we will be continuing our giveaway. So every 50, we'll be giving away a Star Wars microfighter. And we're just over 40 away from that. So if you get an opportunity, please go to sithandbricks.com/contest and register, as well as... click that sub button here on YouTube. And for those of you that are out in Twitch land, or if you're on Rumble, we are now on Rumble as well. We're not excluding you. If you go over to sithandbricks.com/contest, you can register as well.
Yep.
So while you're building today, we are going to revisit
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Probably my favorite game we've done so far on this channel.
So the Rotten Tomatoes game that we're playing today, unlike last time we did animated series for Star Wars, this time we are doing movies, and we're doing the original trilogy from 1977, the first three, and the latest three. So we are dealing with Episode 4, A New Hope, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, as well as The Force Awakens, The Rise of Skywalker, and The Last Jedi. We're doing it a little bit different this time because when I was putting this together, I actually saw the results. So I'm excluded from the game this time, so it's all on you.
Yep.
Number of movies, obviously 6, and the category is New versus Old Trilogy. And the first one up is from 1977, A New Hope, the original Star Wars. I went through and I pulled the movie posters from each one of these movies. And the original movie posters for the first trilogy are really cool. I know that they might look a little bit dated, but they're actually really cool.
I like how they're drawn.
Yeah, I do too. I like the fact that they're drawn. The newer ones seem to be more photo-based. These look like they're drawn and they look really neat.
More like the newer ones look like they like take the photo and then they go into Photoshop and do it. And in my opinion, it doesn't get that same look as if you draw it by hand.
Yeah, there's something about this. I don't know if it's because it's like a comic feel or...
ouch.
It is nostalgic, but I don't know if it has a comic feel or what there is to it, but I really prefer these older posters. And it could be just because I'm old.
But I like
it. So we're starting with Star Wars, and as I was researching this and digging this up, I found, and this is not hard to find, so it's not like I did anything special here, but I found the original Star Wars movie trailer, and this is something special. It has a neat factor to it, but it also has a, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's,
Cringy.
yeah, I can't believe that's the trailer. So I'm gonna actually play this here in just a second. However, I am gonna have to stop it and do a little commentary. So just a heads up, I'm not gonna play it all the way through. We kind of abide by the rules, and when we replay somebody else's stuff, we need to have some commentary added to it. Even though I was gonna do it at the end, I'm gonna stop it in the middle just to be safe. So here we go.
Somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now. 20th Century Fox and George Lucas, the man who brought you American Graffiti, now bring you an adventure unlike anything on your planet. Star Wars.
Here they come.
Story of a boy, a girl, and a universe.
Story of a boy, a girl, and the universe.
Yes.
I'm sorry. There's one thing very obvious missing from this trailer. Do you know what it is?
Some like action,
No, there's plenty of
like
action. That's not it.
better commentary.
I said missing. The music. The iconic Star Wars music is missing from this thus far.
It's a big, sprawling space saga of rebellion and romance. It's a spectacle, light years ahead of its time.
I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Hello.
It's an epic of heroes.
Good luck.
And villains. And aliens from a thousand worlds. In the making, and it's coming to your galaxy this summer.
A billion years in the making.
Yep. I also like how weird some of the spots is where they stop, like the
It's
Tusken Raiders, like
After seeing so many of these movies and how they've evolved, and I mean, George Lucas is a genius. He was so far ahead of his time, but at the same time, this being 1977, this is almost like, as you put it, cringe. This is hard to watch. It's almost like an ad for a really low budget movie, and it turned out to be this huge success that it is. So it's really interesting to go back and see some of the origins of this stuff. I thought it was really neat. But back to Rotten Tomatoes. So the way the game works, if you have not watched this before, Rotten Tomatoes is a website where you can go out if you've never heard of it, and you can see what the critics have rated a movie and what the viewers have rated a movie. And typically, if it's a good movie, it is what?
Honestly, I don't know.
Tomato. It's
It's tomato.
yeah, and if it's bad, it's
It's a
rotten
rotten
tomato.
tomato.
So the way that they do this is based on percentages. So what we did last time was we both took turns guessing at what the director said versus what the viewers did. This time, since I had a peek at the answers already, I'm excluded from this game, so you are on your own. So from 0 to 100%, obviously. What do you think a movie from 1977 with that trailer? What do you think the critics rated Star
So
Wars: A New Hope?
the so this is my yeah this is one of my favorite not yeah this is one of my favorite areas of the Star Wars universe. So I'm have like a little bit of a bias here. And also, Star Wars is a really big thing, even though it had that trailer, it still blew up.
So interestingly, though, American Graffiti, and I will go back and clarify this, but if I'm not mistaken, keep in mind I was young when Star Wars came out. I was around, but I was young. American Graffiti was not this huge box office hit.
No.
So by saying brought to you by the director from American Graffiti, that was not a huge boost,
Also.
right? So. And another thing to keep in mind is these ratings, I don't think necessarily reflect what it was in 1977, but all the way up till now. So,
I mean,
knowing that, what do you think they rated A New Hope?
just because I'm biased and it's my favorite area of the Star Wars universe, I'm gonna say a 92.
A 92. A 92, that's pretty high. Are you gonna stick with that?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Did you peek?
No.
Okay. So the
Luck.
critics certified fresh, 92% is A New Hope. The audience score, which typically for Star Wars stuff seems to be higher, was 96%.
Yeah, this is my favorite trilogy, and I
Two
have
2 hours and 1 minute. George Lucas couldn't just leave 2 hours alone. He had to have that 1 minute.
yeah, while Lego over here being the other way, 201 pieces, no,
Nope.
200.
Got to be 200.
We gotta get rid of that extra piece. I'm sorry. We
So
need to get that perfect.
you get Star Wars. So you get your
Yes.
points for that one. So if we're doing this the way we did last time, then you're going to get 5 points. You're going to get 5 points for each one you get right. And if I click in the right place, I'll actually be able to change it. There you go. You got your 5 points. Okay. So the next one from 2015, The Force Awakens. Now, this one was very welcome. Everyone was very excited that Star Wars was coming back because we thought it was over.
And honestly, I feel like that itself was the main reason why this movie went as well as it did, because
I think there were a lot of different things with this movie.
it was kind of like a reboot of A New Hope, pretty much, this one.
In a way, yes, I won't disagree with that. I do think it was, I don't know if I want to call it a reboot, but I do think there were some similarities. I also think that Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and unfortunately, in the very, 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 very end, we get to see Luke Skywalker. I think that had some, I had some draw for it. I can't speak today. Draw to it as well. So, The Force Awakens, what do you think the critics rated it?
84.
84.
I'm gonna guess an 84. I don't know why, but I feel like over time people got less excited about it and they started being more critical about it.
I don't know. Let's find out. 93. You do not get those points, sir.
No.
93 from the critics and 86 from the audience. The audience disliked it compared to the critics. Now,
I definitely.
86 isn't
No,
terrible,
it's
but it's
not.
not certified fresh, based the same way that it was from the critics. That was very interesting. This one's 2 hours and 16 minutes. This was actually 15 minutes longer than A New Hope. Okay, next up. Your favorite movie from 1980, The Empire Strikes Back. I did pull, I think we discussed this before we started. I did go and pull the trailers for the original, all three of the original, from the trilogies. However, Empire and Return of the Jedi had the music in it, and I didn't want to deal with the copyright issues. So, unfortunately, we're not going to show the trailers for these two. Star Wars, the saga continues. So, The Empire Strikes Back 1980. What do you think the critics rated this one?
So I absolutely love A New Hope, and I think it is better than, I mean, sorry, I think Empire Strikes Back is better than A New Hope. So once again, since being biased work to last time, I'm gonna say a 94.
94.
And yes, that is my final answer.
And
I'm telling you, it works.
I think you cheated, man. I'm starting to think you cheated. 94% certified fresh by the critics and 97% from the audience. So interesting how the original trilogy, the critics rated it very well, and the audience rated it higher. So far, with the latest trilogy, it's the opposite. The critics rated it higher than the audience.
Yeah.
So let's go on to our next one
Interesting.
here. Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and why it says 1983, I do not know. That was definitely not 1983, and whoever made this should be fired. The Last Jedi, I have mixed feelings about.
Same.
There's good, there's bad, there's things in here that I think there were some missed opportunities in this one. However, what do you think the critics chose for The Last Jedi?
Like I said, it seems like being biased is being
Yeah, but you're not biased towards this one.
helpful this time. So I'm gonna say, based off of the last one, 91.
91. And the answer is 51. Oh, that says Rise of Skywalker. Okay, definitely firing the dude that put this together. That's all they're doing.
Yes.
We're definitely gonna fire this guy. So now we know the answer to the Rise of Skywalker. Did we just mix the two of them up? Let's see.
I think so.
Let's try this one. There we go, The Last Jedi.
Wait.
Wait a minute, you said 91?
Yes.
And it's 90, so you did not get this one.
Once again, another
This one is
reason.
certified fresh, but look at the audience score.
Yes.
The audience score for The Last Jedi is 42%. That is not good at all.
Nope.
I've seen movies that were horrendous that scored higher than this. I'm talking like really, really bad movies.
Well, Star Wars fans are really hard to please.
No, I don't think they're hard to please. I think you just kind of gotta, you gotta,
You gotta know the spot or
yeah.
something. You
So
gotta know what they want.
now that we got that backwards, what's the next one? Return of the Jedi. All right, so of the three in the original trilogy, I do like Return of the Jedi. I would say my favorites are Return of the Jedi, Empire, and A New Hope, in that order. So this one from, I do believe this actually is 1983. What do you think the critics rating for Return of the Jedi is?
So I don't like this one as much as the other two. So I'm gonna guess 84.
84.
84.
84.
Yep, 84.
And the answer
Watch,
is
it's gonna be like 82.
82.
That's what I was about to say. I was just like, watch, it's gonna be like
And
82, and lo and behold.
again, with the original trilogy, the critics 82% and the audience 94%. So there's a pattern with the original trilogy where the audience rated it higher than the critics.
I have a
So.
feeling that's because the audience kind of like understands things that are going on more than the critics, probably.
I don't know. I just find it interesting. So with This is not... Yeah, that's what we wanted. The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, but
this is the one we accidentally showed. However,
not the best.
The critics, I don't get to ask you this one because I showed it to you earlier. However, the critics rated this one 51%.
Yeah, the audience scores.
The audience rated it 86%, which is really contrary to what I would have expected. I would have expected the critics to be happy about it and the audience to kind of boo. Because there was a lot of criticism over this last movie.
And a lot of missed opportunity.
So you didn't do as well this time as you did last time with the animated series. With the movies, you weren't as spot on with this. But it's hard to
it's hard to
guess what the critics are thinking. I guess that's what makes the game so much fun. And we'll do this again with different movies other than Star Wars, I think. But it's just interesting to see the difference between the audience and the critics. Because there always seem to be some disparity between the two.
And being biased actually kind of helped me. So
yeah, it did actually in a couple places. So
I dropped a piece again.
Go back over to YouTube. Oh, there he goes. Dropping pieces on the floor.
It always happens.
Hey, Mark. Sorry. Just saw your message pop up. Thanks for joining the stream.
I have returned.
Oh.
You good?
Yeah. OBS just went, nope. Bye. So we get it up and running again, and now we're going to switch back over to where we were. There we go. We're good now. That was interesting. So what do we got here from a minifigure perspective? We have Luke. We have R2. We have...
So the first figure here is going to be R2-D2. It's just the normal R2-D2. I am really happy with the printing. This R2's face print is stretched. That isn't Lego's fault though, it's just that the production thing has a hard time printing on domes. Then you have Luke Skywalker here with a lightsaber. Sorry, this figure has came in multiple sets, and it's just the iconic farm boy Luke. I absolutely love the printing on this one too, and if Lego ever does another printing of this, I'm curious what they're gonna do. Then there's Obi-Wan, who also has a lightsaber. I think that's a little interesting, saying that there's two lightsabers since I have one, but... Okay. The Obi-Wan here is...
Yes, he has gray hair.
Yeah, he has gray hair because he is Ben Kenobi.
He's the old Kenobi.
Yes. And he has no leg printing. Then there is the Tusken Raider. The Tusken Raider has like changed over time. It's usually just like small little micro changes, but this time...
Now, is this the same Tusken Raider from the set we had a few days ago? Or last week?
Yeah. This is the same exact Tusken Raider, and the only difference that has changed ever since 2015 anyway is that they got rid of the little water tank on top of the torso, and they gave him new leg printing and a little stick.
What set was that in? Was that the AAT? Or was that... What set was he in that we did?
You mean the microfighter?
The Tusken Raider, what set was he in?
The T-16 versus Tauntaun.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, gotcha. Hey, CO2. Oh, he's watching Lego Masters. We will be catching up with Lego Masters later. So, are you guys gonna watch LegoCon this weekend? I don't know if you should be able to get to it, Mark. It'll be on the lego.com website. I don't know if you guys are working or not. We will be doing a quasi live reaction video next week to LegoCon. We are not going to be able to watch it live. Well, we can watch it live, but we won't be able to stream because we will not be around to do that. So next Tuesday, I do believe that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a live reaction, a live, quote unquote, a live for us reaction to
Yeah.
LegoCon, because I'm very interested to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, there's also this mysterious set they're gonna reveal, which I'm curious about.
Like I said last time too, I'm also very interested to see if this continues going forward. I don't
Yeah.
know how they're going to gauge what success is compared to doing it at LegoCon or LegoCon.
Oh my God.
Comic-Con. Wow, I am having a rough time tonight, guys. Speak much. So, yeah, I'm very curious to see going forward compared to Comic-Con if this is something they're going to continue with or not.
Who knows?
So Mark, CO2. I thought I saw somebody else come in and drop out, but I can't. Microphone keeps getting in my way. Got a big enough screen, but then I got the microphone right there. So the set, four minifigures. And when is this an I can't remember when we got this. Is this a newer set from 2021 or is this from 2020?
I am pretty sure, yeah, this is 2020. Oh, although just to make sure, let's check the bottom here. Yeah, 2020.
So it is a 2020 set. I've got Rotten Tomatoes up on the thing here. Was the number on this one?
It's
Seven
set
five
number 75270.
270.
I remember.
You did a better job than me. Yep, 2020. So 75270, Lego Star Wars, Obi-Wan's Hutt, and in case you guys are wondering what I'm doing, I'm checking this out on Brick Economy. Yep, original price is $30. It released January of 2020. And they did this really cool thing on Brick Economy. So it's like, it is 200 pieces, and it tells you it was 15 cents per piece. Price per piece, it's 15 cents. It says it is still available at retail, so it is not retired yet.
Nope.
If anyone is interested in getting it, and I do believe, yeah, they do have this on, it's showing up on eBay, Amazon, Bricklink, a couple other different places. Be careful buying that stuff on eBay,
And it's like some risky business.
and we have not had the best luck on eBay.
Maybe we're just looking at the wrong people, but.
It's very possible that they're just going to find someone that's solid, but over the last, geez, 15 years, just overall experience on eBay has not been that great. It's interesting. It says once retired, the expected annual growth will be close to 6%. So they don't expect this one to grow very much. It's going from $36 to $40.
I mean, it doesn't really, the cool
And
build, but it doesn't have any special pieces, and
that's 5 years from
actually,
now. They have it maxed out at $45, and yeah, by 2025.
yeah, don't quote me on that because it might actually be one piece. I'm not sure though.
What would that be?
It's the hologram
Oh, that's in here as well, eh?
Now, speaking of hologram Leia. Lego actually sent out a statement saying that Lego Force Ghosts might be a thing in future sets. They said it's not official, but they've changed their plastic So they could actually have see-through minifigure parts now?
Yeah, this is absolutely a custom piece, which I don't think hard to see, but you should see that.
Yeah, I know this is like a see-through hologram Palpatine, but I'm not sure if this Leia is exclusive to the set or not.
So. It'll be interesting to see if they do the Force Ghost.
Yeah, because I've always wanted Leia to make like Force Ghosts as a minifigure. Sadly, there'll never be a Force Ghost Qui-Gon Jinn.
I was looking at the reviews for those. Sometimes I get a kick out of these.
The stupid reviews that people leave sometimes.
Some of it.
The weirdness.
Yeah, some of it just gets just ridiculous.
Yeah, I was looking at the London bus set, and I was looking at the reviews, and one of the reviews was one star, and it said it, and it was saying it was bigger than expected, one star.
We need to do. One of our segments should be like one-star reviews and just go through Amazon and pull out the one-star reviews for the sets and read them, because some of it is just absolutely hilarious.
In my head, when I saw that, I was like, wait, you're giving it a one-star because it was bigger than what you thought it was. Wouldn't that make it better? Because it's...
Well, what cracks me up is that the expectation versus reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a toy. And what they sometimes what people expect just kind of kills me. So right now on Amazon you can get this set for $24. I do believe it's because it's Prime Day. So
today's Prime Day.
Today is Prime Day. It's still Prime Day. Prime Day apparently is more than one day, I think. However, right now the $30 set is on sale for $24.
Prime Week.
This set on Amazon has 5 stars. That is
impressive. Not even.
But what do we start off with? It's got 5 stars total, but what do we start off with? A 1-star review. Who ships Legos without a box over it? I mean, seriously. So the review isn't box. Yeah, the review isn't about the actual product. It's about how it was shipped. So we're going to knock the product here. And they do call out. It says, really annoyed that Amazon shipped Legos and nothing more than bubble wrap. I have had Legos shipped to me in bubble wrap, in boxes, in brown boxes. I think it depends on, I mean, they're Lego. What are you going to break? So I don't know.
It would still annoy me, though, if it didn't have a
now,
box.
What does get annoying is when the boxes get tore up, especially if it's a set that you're buying to put away for, you know, to hold on to.
Yeah, like if you get a really old set and it comes in and the box is just obliterated because they put like a...
Yeah, the older sets are the ones where it becomes a pain in the butt. However, they're knocking Amazon, not the Legos. And that's something about Amazon that drives me nuts. There'll be all these reviews about how the shipping went and how the box was tore up or scraped or this or that, and I get it. Amazon, that was Amazon's mistake, but we're reviewing the product,
not Amazon.
Yeah, how Amazon shipped it, you need to deal with Amazon. 5 stars, 4 stars. Oh, nice details, but very small.
Which one is this?
This is a 4-star review.
No, what's it? Is this still the Obi-Wan set?
Yeah, the Obi-Wan set. I haven't changed it yet. Much better in person. That was a 5-star review.
I don't think it's that small, in my opinion.
Well, it's not a big set.
Yeah, but it's also not that small. Like I said, in my opinion, I don't think it's that small.
So that was the top critical review for this set. Absolutely was the guy ticked off about the shipping. We get it. We feel your frustration, but... What about the build, man? 5-star. Yeah, there's a lot of 5-stars on this set. It's crazy because this is not a set that I heard a lot about last year when it came out. But there absolutely are tons of people that like this set.
Yeah. My only thing about this set would be the fact that it's only half of Obi-Wan's hut. And I'm just curious if Lego's ever going to release the other half or anything. Because, I mean, I don't have a problem with it if you, like, if you're like this and you're having it on display, it's fine. But the back, there's like a whole bunch of Technic Linkos and stuff and like clips. So it makes it look like there's possibly going to be like an expansion to this. So just something interesting that I thought, like, there might be a sequel, if that makes sense.
You know, they do these modulars for the houses and stuff, but you never, like, Lego starts off with something like this, and I have yet to see them build on it. So for a specific IP, like Star Wars, for instance, they'll do this individual piece and not build on it. Like the Cantina, it's one huge set, but they could have easily have done that in separate sets and made it so you had to buy and collect them all.
I'm sorry, but I don't like that idea.
No?
No. I'd rather...
You'd rather spend $800 for the set all at once.
Yeah, I would rather have the entire set there because, like, you have 1/4 of a cantina. Like, if you have this thing for display and you have 1/4 of a cantina...
It's like a whole town, though. It's not just that one building.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, because of, like I said, it isn't a problem, but the back of this, from every angle, it's fine except for the back. I just don't like the idea, but I'm okay with this just because it could be angled from any other way and look fine. I would also give this a 5-star, though. I mean, the interior of this thing is amazing. It got the dome on top, too. Yeah, this was cut. I think this dome was exclusive to the set until the cantina, the UCS cantina, where they used it. But yeah, one of the most interesting things about this set is that most sets...
Okay, I gotta make a correction. I said $800. It's nowhere near $800. It's $350.
Okay.
But, hold on. I want to share something here. Let me see if I can...
Okay, so the dome's well used. So while my dad does that, like, one of the most interesting things about this set is the entire fact that you actually, like, take the pieces off of the shelf. It isn't just, like, a little hole that's at the bottom. They actually have, like, their own assigned space on the shelves. I just thought that was really unique. And overall, this is just amazing looking. And I hope Lego does an expansion one day.
Okay, here's what I was talking about with the cantina. So as you can see in this picture... It's $350, not $800. I exaggerated just a little bit. You can see that there are... See, like, this piece over here in the corner?
Yeah.
Right? See, like why couldn't they? Because, you know, this isn't the entire area that it's in.
Oh, you were saying, like, the entire cantina would be one set, but those side builds
could right. Like, there could be tons of side builds to go with this to build the entire, like, little area.
Yeah, because...
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Having, like, separate builds. Because if you only want, like, for example, that Jawa shop, you have to buy this entire thing for that Jawa shop.
Right, exactly.
So I think that does make sense in a way. And I feel like Lego is going to expand this. I mean, it would be kind of weird to have all these pins and stuff at the back and not expand it.
It's possible. I mean, I don't know if they'll do it this year, though. I mean, it may be a surprise at the end of the year or something, but...
Maybe that's the secret set.
That would be really...
Yeah, that would be really weird.
That'd be a letdown, I think.
Yeah. Hey, here's Obi-Wan's bathroom and kitchen. It's the other half of the. That'd be kind of weird. Like,
that would be weird.
I have been surprised by a bathroom.
Yeah, Mos Eisley's Cantina is on the list for sure of things to get. However, we have nowhere to put it.
Yeah, the back here.
Where to put it?
The back here is.
We've got to work out our shelf situation. Oh, we had some weird things happen with the lights right there.
It's like I keep moving my hand and the camera doesn't know what to focus on. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, let's quit moving our hand then. Because that'll just wig everything out.
But I think that's it. It
should have been locked off, though. Yeah, it's locked off on manual. So it must be some other setting that I failed to set or didn't switch back from when we did the swim meet.
So, other than this little soup container, which is just two studs here. Other than that, I think that's it. I think this set is absolutely amazing, and I would recommend it to anybody. I love the figures. It's a good selection. And if you have the Luke's Land Speeder, that also goes really well with this set.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm back over here. All right. Well, again, we will not be here Thursday night. We will see you guys next Tuesday night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. Good night.